and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined always by the fabulous Chaos crew and our wonderful DM. Let's go around the horn.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Toluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
What a fun one, guys. Battle of the Bands, finally.
I don't know why I could not remember the name of our fucking
dude.
Band.
I said it like four times. I literally like looked at it and I was like, okay, because I knew the word Kazuato was coming up. I fucked
and
up the word
like,
Cosmo.
Kazu?
I was like, Kazu?
That's why I thought it was good. Cosmo!
Yeah, Battle of the Bands. I know it's kind of a little bit of a tease on this one that it's not just yet, but it's don't worry, geez. Next time's coming, it's coming.
Our opening act. That was finally.
Great. I'm just happy Reggie's back.
I was gonna say, too. Why was it taking so long for Bouncicles to find Reggie? Like, how hard could it possibly be?
He's a little known.
Well, he was also on the hunt for Felix.
He was probably hunting Felix, most likely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Which he expertly did because he's in the fucking rafters looking at Felix.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? You guys did a lot of work with Bouncicles. I have to reward all this insane roleplay with having an ally in this fight, which will be Bouncicles.
I was rolling really high.
That's why I was hoping we could get Kimmy in, but fuck her. Yeah. We got Bouncicles.
You got her base.
Yep.
Yeah. It's got to give us something, right?
What is
Kimmy's I mean, I'm not using
like,
that base.
Block.
I'm using.
For Kimmy, well, yeah. I used a stat block. I think it's called like a Nyx or something like that. It had a lot of cool like Eldritchy sound attacks, so I was using that for a bit.
She's a tiefling too, right?
Tiefling too,
yeah.
Yep.
And uh-huh. All right, cool.
Yeah, that was rad.
I don't know. She might be hot. I don't know.
I mean, she's definitely hot.
I picture
she might,
her
hey, she
as
might
being
be
hot.
Hot fucking upstairs from a bookstore apartment. Oh,
check it out. I live above a bunch of crows.
It's rad.
And one lame one.
But they're rogues, so they're quiet.
Yeah, they're a thieves guild, so like you never hear from them.
I can't believe how bad Gort's been rolling. I wanted to just
funny.
It vilifies me.
I almost want to bring him along.
As your apprentice?
Yeah, but he'll fuck things up so bad if I bring him.
I know. It's like cursed with bad rolls.
That we're sneaking like, and he trips into a fucking shelf filled with glass.
Which is honestly one of the reasons why I want to bring him, because it would make things
would be
so
really
much
funny.
I mean, I already don't want to be sneaky, so just me and him ruining the stealth stuff.
You guys are already just amassing like an army of NPCs I have to manage. It's getting so chaotic.
So many.
You've already established the bad guy is a full religion. We're going to need as much help as we can get.
That's true. That's very true. I'm voicing so many.
Plus, we also have Harut, who loves to just collect
NPCs.
You put
as
a
like
cool
a group.
Guy with near me. I'm gonna bring him along somehow.
It is your responsibility to voice him forever.
The goofier and stupider they look, the more I want them.
Yeah, that's true.
Really. Well, I mean, you know,
I love this. I feel like Mark, you always try to establish a business inside a campaign. Like, just so you have like a constant stream of money, which I get. It's a really like smart play because then you can afford items and shit. But like, what was it last time we were playing? You were like trying to commit fraud, essentially. Where you were like, oh, I'm going to manipulate the stock market. I don't know.
Well, I mean, in one of our other games, I have my other character, Hank, is independently wealthy from some shenanigans.
Yeah.
But we also have a street team selling merchandise
us. Yeah. Yeah, I don't... You're always just like, I want just residual income.
That's like such run into shit. Magic items ain't free.
That's true. That is true.
We're just going to start Toluga Industries LLC.
I was gonna say, like, even that has to be more like arduous than like maintaining all those characters. 100%. It's like, I got to run a business.
The fucking economics.
Yeah.
Clean Co.
Well, it's like you guys basically have like a shell corporation, so you don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, obviously.
It's insane.
I love it.
We're spinning a lot of plates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, all right. I'm like, I had to re-listen back to remember what I did for Crud's voice. And then I was like, fuck, Crud and Meemaw are together. And they basically are the same voice with a slight inflection difference. I was like, they're going to sound so weird next to each other. Yeah. But,
they're business partners now.
Yep. Crud's Taqueria.
But anyway, so Meemaw's going to funnel the Crud money.
Why do you got to call it that, man?
To get washed.
We got to clean the money from Crud.
Clean the Crud off the...
The Crud money's going to come through the two-way bag of holding.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we need it.
I suppose we can kind of set it up where you guys have like, you get a percentage of every taco sold.
We're getting a cut.
I guess I gotta see.
We brokered this deal.
Okay.
I mean, you're brokering it with me. So. I determine the brokerage fees.
25% base. Yeah,
I've been the whole time. I was like, I think I mentioned that there was one other band called Vortex Warp a couple times.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like, I'm like, I don't think anyone will catch it because Reggie has a spell called Vortex Warp. He's never used in combat. So I was like, I don't think they'll catch it. And then thank God, because you all just immediately eyes lighting up like kids at Christmas when you found out that it was DJ fucking what's his face? Reggie. Yeah, that was really
DJ. DJ
yeah, the Skrillex haircut.
Yeah. He's no longer a garden.
Whenever I think of Skrillex, I think of that like where he's like, you know, rocking out or whatever, and there's like a bee like imposed on him, like trying to fly around.
Trying to dodge.
Like,
yeah, I'm gonna put him in the basically near the final. You'll find Reggie. And I was like, what's the dumbest place he could be? It's like, he's in the battle.
He's filled out paperwork to enter a battle of the bands.
Frick is safe now because I don't have to hurt him.
Yeah,
because we found Reggie.
We're still gonna slap him around a little.
Well, that's, I mean, at this point, I'm like done with Frick. I'm like, okay, I don't have to.
That's why I gave him a whack. I was gonna say,
you've been slapping him around.
Yeah, I'm being full on bullied now.
The second we came back, Nat 20 punched him in the face.
That's right.
Yeah, you punched him awake.
That's the worst. He lost our gnome.
I mean, I agree. It was amazing. I'm just saying, Toluca literally went in, saw Frick sleeping,
wailed
and just
on him.
Wailed on him.
Like such a hater move. Just punch someone awake.
I love the idea of just a shitty cousin. It's such a fun character concept. Yeah. Like, it's so relatable. Everyone's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have a Frick in my life.
And if you don't have a Frick in your life, you're the Frick.
You're the Frick.
Oh, shit. Ouch.
Yeah, a little bit of a shorter episode. I want to just get us right up into the action. And then next one. Come on, you know how we like to end our arcs in this place, folks. We're going to go ham. It'll be great.
It's going to be big.
Heaven then gets destroyed. Fuck! Not again!
Something's going to be destroyed in the
heaven. I was going to say, you're like talking about like ripping the literal city apart looking for Reggie. I was like, I live there.
Well, not your apartment, just the rest.
Just my place is left standing. Great.
Hey, at least you have a place to live.
I suppose, but now all the grocery stores are gone.
Yeah, not to mention
Crud's is better than ever.
I think the real estate...
I like the old Crud's, man.
The real estate values would drop off a cliff if it was just one building left.
Yeah, like the one place to live, my rent's gonna shoot through the roof.
From what, 0 to 2?
Yeah, dude.
That's how
much do you think I'm making out there?
That would be a 200% increase. That'd be insane.
Unbelievable. Oh, inflation's getting everyone.
Yeah, there's no avoiding it.
Yeah, this is gonna be spicy one. I got a pretty, it's, we got a lot going on in this fight. There's just like a lot of elements happening all at once. You guys get a lot of allies here. There's a whole crowd we're going to deal with. We got some fun mechanics for how the actual battle of the bands is going to go.
Well, this totally sucks because like a lot of my spells are sound based.
Yeah, they're real dickheads.
You start swanging that axe around.
I just got to throw it at him, I guess.
Yeah. Well, now I got to start spouting bleebly stuff in the middle of our performance.
Yeah, we really gotta.
Well, I don't think
them.
You can say anything in the sphere.
Well, I was gonna look at Bouncicles. I was gonna point out the guy. I'm just gonna go like that.
Pull out your Flavor Flav-esque holy symbol.
Oh no, that's been out. I don't know if I, Ryan, that's been out the whole time.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Because if you walked into a large event and you had a gun keychain on a necklace.
But nobody knows what a gun is.
Yeah, that's true. It just looks like a weird right angle.
You didn't even have to hide your guns. They don't know what those are.
Yeah, but like, I think the only people that right now know it are
would be
Krizik
the
believers, yeah. I assume, right? So like everyone else would be looking at it like, oh, that's a cool piece of jewelry. But
also like outside of, you know, the universe in this game, like, a big chain with a big gun on it is like flea market necklace from like high school that you saw like those losers that wore them.
Yeah.
But for, you know, Plupalpleen, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's a bit gauche, but it's on a piece of dredge fork.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I gotta say, the description of that crown sounded fucking awesome.
Just you like that?
Like yeah. Gnarled.
Yeah. Black, obsidian and emerald.
Obsidian and oh, it sounds so cool.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Can't wait to take.
I love dwarves.
I still gotta live around here, man. Like,
you're going on tour.
We're only gonna kill some of them.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Shit's about to get real for yeah, Kimmy and Spud are going to see what the fuck yeah. I've been in.
Yeah. They're about to realize that they are in the middle of a holy war.
You know, it's like, it's so funny because I was like, I'm like, this is my fun, like Scott Pilgrim arc. And also a jihad's happening.
Yeah, yeah, in the background.
Just a light jihad.
A light jihad.
We do a little bit of jihading.
Yeah, from the second you guys decided that your plan for this campaign was to counter my crusade with your own crusade, it was always leading here. Yeah.
Well, you destroyed the ass, so...
You can't blow out our ass.
Excuse me.
He blew out our ass.
My ass!
Back to this.
Goodness gracious.
Nonsense. Decimate the ass and not retaliate?
Guys, just... Phrasing. It's just, it's
what's wrong?
What's wrong?
You're the
with,
one that named it the ass.
You're the one who destroyed my ass.
Why'd you gotta destroy my ass, Ryan?
Just sitting right there.
He
on
loved
ground.
It in the ass.
I loved it in the ass, and you destroyed it.
It was ripe for the taking.
It was just sitting there.
Yeah. Oh, it's a perfect storm of ass destruction.
Yeah. Well, no. It really, it's so funny to think like how one like quick bit of like, oh, and the statue, fell, the mech fell and landed there and you live in the butt. And it's like, that has just been a constant insane thing. And I've been doing a lot of the audio editing for this show. So every once in a while, you just get a clip so out of context of someone yelling. So funny.
Amazing.
Yeah. So we'll have some hot jams in the next one.
I wonder if... What the fuck's the other last band's name? Fucking stupid.
Conviction.
Stupid idiots.
Conviction. Why do I remember that? But I can't remember my own.
You can't remember the Cosmo.
The Cosmo really wanted Conviction as his name. Like,
I wonder if we're going to have dueling band or if we're just going to try and murder them.
I think we just murder them.
We killed the competition. We're going to try and murder them.
I can't imagine a scenario where Conviction actually gets to play right now.
After Cosmo seeing what
guys,
we did
guys,
to
the sanctity of the battle of the bands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we just killed the competition.
See who's the better band?
Through sheer force. Why is it not called the battle of the bands if we aren't fighting?
We are battling. Not yeah, I mean, combat of the bands.
I assume Glebnor is going right for Felix.
Yeah. I'm going to try to drown him with myself.
Well, hold on. We got to finish our performance.
Yeah, we still got to rock.
Yeah, let's not get distracted here, folks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look,
the rock I'm comes rolling first. A four like, performance. I'm going to start firing because it's about the same.
So anyways, I can't even stop shooting.
Yeah. The one note is at the same resonance exactly as the gun.
Boom, 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 boom. He's been stretching.
Bleebly just shoots.
Yeah. I mean, there's not going to be any noise coming from my guns in the silence.
So
spells.
I don't really have to use your silencer.
Nope.
In fact, you probably need a loudener.
Yeah.
Fucking big cone on the end.
It's like a megaphone.
The Simpsons bit.
Oh, man.
The silence spell is actually like a very freaky spell to me because it's like, I mean, this is obviously like a silly way of using it to just stop you guys from playing for, you know, however long I can keep it up. But I like the idea of like being in the middle of combat and then it goes completely silent while you're like fighting someone.
Theory.
It's very freaky. I don't
that
like it.
Scary.
It's yeah, super
until
spooky.
Until the silent. Just a fucking bullet hitting you because you never heard the gun go off.
That is true.
And most people don't know what he's pointing. He could just be pointing a thing.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, you can kind of, because Felix is here and is probably giving them the down low, they might have some intel on Bleebly and his heretical followers.
Did we give him a pamphlet? Did I try and convert him?
No, we didn't try. No. And
all right, then he doesn't know shit.
It's so funny because Felix literally just, he rolled like a 20-something deception off the grip. And I was like, oh, I get to just play this guy like a little coward until I can get someone alone and escape. Mm-hmm. So I was like listening back to those episodes and I was like, wow, what a little shit. He really was just like, I'm totally going to let you, whatever you guys want. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this rematch has been long.
Maybe
overdue.
We don't kill him right away.
Oh, I'm leaving it up to Glebnor to decide.
Torture 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Well, no, I don't trust what he says anymore.
I know. Oh, I don't trust what he says either. But
torture him to death.
I'm allowing him to.
He killed Jenry.
Yeah, and with, you know,
I can't. Glebnor
being that, you know, loved Jenry. I'm just like, I'm not gonna end.
I can't let my son go down a dark path of torture loving.
Yeah, I'll just kill him. Then.
You two can work that out. I'm just back. I'm gonna probably shoot Felix, but you know the end part is up to you. Trust me.
It's just like not great at the beginning of a jihad to get into torture because then, like, you know, the whole
jihad. Then you've got that label on you.
Yeah.
We make a show of it. We bring him out, and I turn him to soup and say, "Look, Bleebly's so much stronger than Krizik."
That does fuck his followers.
I thought that's like you guys are like, if we turn a man to soup, everyone will like us.
Listen to yourselves.
Well, he's the one that's dorkifying.
That is true.
Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah.
You want to wear khakis?
No, I don't.
We're going to free you.
I mean, you could also try and make him renounce.
You could command him to renounce.
I could try.
Yeah. Either way, that connection to Krizik is getting broken.
Yeah, he'll be dead.
Can't get more broken than
it
that.
It is tough because, like, command. I actually kind of like the way that it kind of works out is like command's a wisdom saving throw, and the clerics are very wise. So, like, to break someone with that is a tough one.
Yeah,
I just rolled really bad the first time it happened. So,
yeah. So I'm not sure I'll be able to do it again because DC.
I mean,
14.
You think about it. You trying to make people renounce, and me trying to do religion checks at nat 20.
Yeah,
it can happen.
True. I'll try it.
Well, you don't have to. I'm just saying, you know, whenever you feel the need, I mean, go for
why
it.
Not? Because yeah.
Why not?
I'm going to do a skull density check on this guy. See what we can't get through there.
Jesus Christ, man.
Ridiculous. So ridiculous.
If I roll high enough on like performance, can my like ripping riffs like break through the silence?
I have an idea of how you could get out of that silence.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna not tell anyone yet. I want you guys to be surprised by it in the next episode.
Well, I guess like yeah, I gotta no wait no he's like you said he's like 120 feet away?
It's 120 feet up on a floating balcony geomanced platform.
Good thing bullets fly through the air.
Yep. Good thing I have 160 foot range.
Yeah,
this is like you rolled so poorly on the bass performance. Like it's kind of like a And Justice for All album where the bass is just mixed super low. You can't hear it at all. So.
It's there. We promise.
Yeah.
It's like I spotted Felix and I was just like, I'm going to shoot you.
He's just like chugging away on this bass riff and you're
staring up menacingly.
Yeah.
Well, folks, join us next week for the thrilling almost conclusion to arc 2 where we will be getting into the battle of the bands. That's right.
Sorry.
Mark, take us out.
As always, folks, I'd like to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed our silly shenanigans this week, and get ready for some rocking good times next week. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, smash that like button. Don't do it. I don't care. You guys don't do it anyways. Tell all your friends.
Stop antagonizing them.
I'm never going to stop.
What are you, me?
I know. You poisoned the group. Anyways, again, thank you very much. And we'll catch you next time on Situational Awareness. And make sure you listen to Dicey Situations and everything else we do. Please, 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 please. All right, bye.
This has been a Business Shark production.